Earlier today on Morning Edition, we brought you the story of a man whose brain is missing a key area called the cerebellum, and we continue that story now. NPR's John Hamilton explains how a new understanding of the cerebellum could help people with brain problems caused by strokes, autism, and even schizophrenia.
Jonathan Kelleher is 33 and knows what his brain is good at.
I'm good at routine and people.
Routine activities like sorting the recycling and chatting up people anytime, any place. He also has very good long-term memory. But Jonathan is not so good at certain kinds of thinking.
The hardest thing probably is, it would maybe be...
The answer he's searching for is an abstract thought, something his brain has trouble processing. That's one consequence of being born without a cerebellum, an ancient structure perched on the brainstem. Scientists once thought the cerebellum's role was limited to balance and coordinating physical movements. In recent years, there's been growing evidence that it also plays a role in thinking and emotions. And what researchers are learning from people like Jonathan is that with enough time and effort, other areas of the brain can take over some of the cerebellum's functions.
I'm always working on how to better myself, and it's a continuous struggle.
One he's winning. Janet Sherman is chief neuropsychologist at Massachusetts General Hospital. She has been following Jonathan's progress since he was 15.
John has taught me a lot about the brain's ability to reorganize and the resilience factor, the ability to compensate for areas of weakness.
Sherman shows me a sketch Jonathan did when he was 19. It was his attempt to reproduce a complicated line drawing often used in neuropsychological testing.
As you can see, he had significant difficulties in planning how to copy this figure.
Some lines are missing, others are out of place. Jonathan got a score of just 12 out of 36 possible points. But Sherman says years of practice with similar spatial tasks in the real world and in video games have paid off for Jonathan. When he was 30, she says, he took the line drawing test again.
You can clearly see the difference in how much better planned it was, how much more accurate it was, and he got 30 out of 36 points.
Sherman says throughout his life, Jonathan has found strategies that allow him to work around his brain's limitations. For example, she says, when Jonathan was younger, he didn't have a clear concept of a face, but he realized he could refer to a concrete example to help him.
Putting together a puzzle of a face, he initially had put the eyes in the wrong place and then looked at my face and said, oh, no, actually your nose goes between your eyes, so I did that wrong.
Sherman says Jonathan's success suggests that using similar workarounds could help hundreds of thousands of people who have damage to the cerebellum from a stroke or tumor or infection. What scientists are learning about the cerebellum also could help people with other brain disorders. Jeremy Schmaman is a neurology professor at Harvard who has also worked with Jonathan since he was a teenager. Schmaman says it's intriguing that problems with things like abstract thought also affect people with a very common diagnosis.
This is a very similar story to what one hears in the autistic individuals, that things that we take for granted don't happen that way.
Like reading another person's body language.
You have to actually think about it, bring it to conscious awareness, and then it flows.
Schmaman says there's growing evidence that the cerebellum is involved in autism, and also, he says, in schizophrenia. Schmaman says this made him wonder whether he could help people with these disorders by making the cerebellum work better.
Can I do something? Can I take the theory and turn it into therapy?
Schmaman says he's already taken an important step toward that goal.
What we're doing is using transcranial magnetic stimulation, a relatively new technique, and we are stimulating the cerebellum to see if we can make a difference in patients who have schizophrenia.
Schmaman says the results so far are encouraging.
It's a small study, and we're still recruiting for that. But the preliminary data and the first published study shows that, in fact, we seem to make a difference.
The study found that stimulating the cerebellum in 8 patients who had not responded to other treatments reduced symptoms and improved thinking. John Hamilton, NPR News.